person with regard to the, with regard to the, well, with regard to what the individual student says, now what about my, my problem with government, she's concerned about the draft, concerned about student loan, maybe concerned about government position, what about intern jobs, or going into government, I mean permanently, or car, or for, or car, on a part-time basis. Seems to me that that is certainly a responsibility that we have very heavily, and it's one that has to be met. And we have a whole, whole group of speakers and so forth, and people that go in speakers, counselors, anything you want, for example, or the drafts. Particularly people who went into Frank in California, who would be, and doesn't he have a pretty good staff?
Yes.
Well, he said you got a lot of younger people who would be able to go in and handle that.
Well, and then the indictment of our present mismatch that we inherited with intern programs and how that turns these young law, everyone to come back to government services and things we're getting into, they like to dig into.
By the intern, do you mean the summer or?
The summer, the whole collection, you know, we have 20,000 in this government, one form or another, and they don't like it. Well, it's just a, it's an abysmal experience, they're down in the bowels with things turning out of that.
Yeah.
Machine.
I don't think they like it, but I'm curious.
About this, everybody, we might get it.
Not for example, they like the sun on the hill.
That's different, and that's even more unstructured, and many cases is more abysmal. One center's got 300 students passing on there, and you know, they're not going to get this person.
Well, actually, there is a place for 20,000 students. There is a place that can be very, very effective. It's used, which it does, but it has to be, it has to be,
a better structure than it is.
Yeah, but there you've got a very sensitive problem, and the problem of Congress, which of course is independent. We can't speak for them, we can advise them, but we've got the problem with the federal government. Of course, the White House is pretty, pretty well here, aren't they? They get some pretty good assignments. Out of the departments, in various ways,
well, the problem that they, and their constituents, and what your president's hand is, credible, they got to eat their constituents. They have to show they can come back and relate to not only federal government, but state and local government. This is what we're trying.
And some of them have programs too, you know.
That's right.
Particularly in the major states like New York and California, they've got pretty good programs, I understand.
One of our credibility problems with our group is that we didn't come to Mr. Finch solely with this proposal. And as our Congress met, we considered what we voted on, 20 pieces of student legislation.
Continual response between students and government on both ways. know, because we don't want to just tell you what we think, because, you know, that's not that important. And it's us knowing also what you think, being able to talk back and forth with them, which is why we had the first conference, which, you know, the leader, Cavanaugh's came, and the commission was to talk, we also responded to. And then we could respond that this is the whole time that we would like to communicate with you, and like communicate with students, this can happen, that this is meaningful, that they can do things this way. And then our government is, you know, responsive, and they can work, and then maybe they're willing, more willing to join it eventually when the time comes for them to take leadership.
Have you made 3 or 4 points quickly if I can, regard to this? And I read your memorandum, and I know I may not sense it all. I would break it down into these categories. One, there is the obvious problem of the relation of students to government. Where government programs affect students, whether it's not. Whether it's the draft or, and all the related problems there, we then just have to do a more effective job of getting information to students and responding to legitimate complaints and questions and so forth. Second, there related to that is the thing we mentioned a moment ago. I understand there, I guess the number of people, and I notice this, what you study and so forth, it's about 2 to 1 everybody's taking political science. Well, of course, there's not that many government jobs, and we know that most of them aren't going into political science and so forth, but nevertheless, it's an enormous interest. Now, there, the intern experience should be a very constructive experience. It doesn't mean you can come back and run the government, but if you can do something, you can come in and put the stamps. That's the other end of the spectrum. And there, I believe that we need your advice, and that we ought to take responsibility about to see that not only our shop here in the White House, but we think we do a pretty fair job because of your leadership. Everybody on that cabinet, you know, just ought to take responsibility. It varies. Some of the cabinet officers are awfully good at this. You know, they have the dependency of the assistant secretaries and somebody else there. They do a good job. Congressmen and senators, that just depends on the congressmen and senators. Some are superb and others don't care. You know, I've got 8 guys, kids, what are we going to do? You know what I mean? It must be terribly frustrating because you don't want to come just take that trip to Washington. It's all that nice in the summertime anyway. The other thing is that in terms of, and this is very important, in terms of positions that students may go into, and this is very important for the government. I think you all don't want to be just on what's government thinking to us, the draft and we're involved with the matter of the service and so forth, the policy and so forth.
Yes, so forth.
Yeah. But but I think that there are also issues in my view to contribute in terms of government position. There is a great need for government to find and to enlist able people from the college and university community and government. We need them in various things, not just in what is in the Peace Corps, Vista Center, which is now all been pulled together for all last year, probably met. That's going to be a breakthrough. I met with them yesterday, and where you can transfer from one to another. Anybody that wants to take a couple of years or 3 years and say, go Peace Corps, Vista, Teacher Corps, so forth, you move from one to the other, then you have that experience, and maybe you want to go into business or law or government or whatever it is, but you make the choice. But that's all been sort of a montage. Now it's going to be brought in the direction of a very good man. I think this is going to be a major improvement. Then, in addition to those activities, however, which are considered sort of volunteer, actually they're paid very modestly, then there's just government service generally. There is a very great opportunity for young people in government. And here you must think not only of government at the federal level, but we'd like to work on government at the state and local level in view of our new revenue sharing reorganization proposals, because as those proposals that we trust, particularly in the special revenue sharing, as they become implemented, it will inevitably mean that local government and state government is going to have a lot more to say about what happens. When they have more to say about what together. This is all the government did. Now, on the communications side, communications of issues, if I can make one constructive suggestion, having many years ago been a student body president, Whittier, and then my law school too, I was in the Kent Bar Association, improving. But my point that I mentioned is this. I would hope that if you could create a climate on any university and college campuses, all of them, where you would make it possible for people from government, and by government, I'll speak about the federal government, no, I want to speak in a partisan. The administration has, for example, you know, revenue sharing and all these other areas. We've got hundreds and hundreds of able speakers. They can go in, they'll sit down, they'll take hours, but they've got to come in. It doesn't mean that they don't, it's if it's part of their own cackles or anything like that, but they have to listen to it. You know what I mean? Now, there was a time, and fortunately, we're passing through gradually, by the end of this year, maybe the beginning of the next year, calendar year, it will be, as people see, sort of the end of the economic bubble, we may pass through it, at least as far as that issue is concerned, exclusively. But nevertheless, I think many great student populations are missing a wonderful opportunity to have people from government. Yep. We send people out to talk our Rotary Clubs, the Chambers of Commerce, to all kinds of organizations. By the hundreds, they would come to college campuses, they would come to the university campuses if they were invited. They would come in small groups, as well as large. As a matter of fact, I would advise that kind of guy. You know, the guy gets out there and somebody speaks to 15,000 in a convocation. That's a show. That's all right, too. That's what you have. But you can get cabinet officers, you can get assistant secretaries, you can get people at various levels, and they will do a very good job. And it's a very exciting experience. It really is. And it adds to your professor. I've got lots of professors, and some of them pretty dull. Now, some of these government people can be dull, too, but it's different. And it adds to your whole experience to have it. And if you open that up, you know, just say, we got it, but you got to buy it. And also see to it that they receive, let me say, not simply an acquiescence in terms of their appearance. For the appearance to mean anything, it must have give and take. It must have sharp questions. It must have debate and all that sort of thing. But on the other hand, it must be somewhat orderly. The third point I make in that respect, too, is that and here I think I can speak for my colleagues in the House and Senate, congressmen and senators, that all, almost all of them like it. Now, some will not be too bad. Some of the older ones simply can't act it, you know, they get out there. But we've got a lot of both Democrats and Republicans, young congressmen and senators. They love them. A lot of them do. But I think that as I look over the experience and say, well, it perhaps began about 1967, from about 1961, 7, all through 1970. Of course, it's been a period when many student groups have missed opportunities they could have had for communication. There was willingness on our part. When I say our part, I'm speaking of me. I mean, I have to go with the Secret Service and all that jazz and so forth. But just couldn't let anybody the bench. He went out and booed him off of a couple of campuses. Well,
President, can I make one point? Maybe I'm really out of order. Not to be facetious, but the key question on college campuses, apart from what country we may
banks.